Hello, I'm Kristen Marchand, and this is the Opiongo Line, a podcast dedicated to the unique culture and local heritage of the Upper Madawaska and Opiongo River Valleys here in Eastern Ontario, Canada. Today, we might sound a tad exhausted after spending the better part of yesterday singing and toe-tapping, kicking up our heels, and maybe even tripping the light fantastic. We were at a good old-fashioned kitchen party in the old Barry's Bay train station, originally built in 1894. The Station Keepers MV, a nonprofit organization of energetic local volunteers, were back there again in full force on Sunday. After nearly 3 years of being prevented by that dastardly COVID pandemic from doing much of anything for the general public, it was finally time to start celebrating again Barry's Bay's local heritage and unique culture. And there's no better place to do that than the old Barry's Bay train station, the central icon of that local heritage and unique culture. And boys and girls, did the Station Keepers MV ever make up for lost time? What a kitchen party. But enough talk. Let's just join the Station Keeper MV President, Joanne Olson, as she welcomes everybody back inside the station for the first time in 3 long years.
So welcome, everyone. It's really nice for us to be back in the station, finally, after an extended period of not being able to get together in person. I am going to take a few minutes, hopefully maybe not too many, just to tell you a little bit about, update you a bit about what's been happening with the Station Keepers and the railway station. During our preparations for this afternoon, I was thinking of J.R. Booth and whether while he was planning the construction of this building and the OA and PS railway, he might have imagined that we would be here 129 years later. This building has had a very colorful history, to say the least, and I am not just referring to the color of the siding, which, by the way, is now official CNR red. We are fortunate that the station seems to have always had supporters determined to keep it standing, from Hillary Jones, a former Reeve whose team saved it from demolition, to a dedicated railway station restoration committee, and now the Station Keepers. Through collaboration with them, the support of the Madawaska Valley Township Council and staff, and you, the residents, we can boast that we have the only remaining OA and PS railway station housing a museum to be proud of. I just wanted to take a few seconds to mention some of the positive changes since the Station Keepers came on board. We have a new roadside sign, which has become our logo and updates the station's identity. New siding and insulation. The interior walls are now back to their original state. The teardrop lighting has just replaced the track and ceiling fans. Electrical outlets have been updated to allow us to install our new big screen TV, where our documentary, The Way We Were, which you will view for the first time later today, will be shown on a loop during the visitor season. We have also added several artifacts, thanks to loans from residents and former residents. The Wormke collection and pieces from Joan Marie Potvin and Ed Swanson are in the process of being cataloged and made ready for display. We were also able to purchase some display cases from the Combermere Museum when it closed, and we were very grateful recipients of collections of photographs from that museum as well. Our community section at the entrance is an ongoing project and will be rotated as we complete additional biographies on early residents. And this past week, our Station Keeper website went live, finally. It only took months. As many of you will know, the Station Keepers also have a major fundraising goal, and that is to raise sufficient funds to construct a train play structure in the Water Tower Park. We have received a generous donation of $1,000 from the Barry's Bay Lions Club, and the Opiongo seniors donated the profits from their whistle dog lunch during our fall anniversary outdoor celebration. A great start, and there will be much more to come on that. Before we get to our program for today, I want to personally thank our members who have worked these past several months behind the scenes, keeping our membership engaged and updating the museum. Barry Conway, who kept our newsletter, The Spare Board, and the Opiongo Line podcasts going strong, his readers with the Opiongo Readers Theater, and interviewers, our founding members who researched and prepared the early resident bios, Vicki and Marie for their archiving and display work, and all who have been working on the vignettes, a sample that you will see later this afternoon. Now, let's get to the program, which the station keepers are thrilled to welcome the Yo-Yo Mamas today. This group of musicians enjoy playing fiddle and bringing many old traditional Valley and East Coast tunes to life and have been entertaining recently in our local hospital and long-term care facilities. Our fiddlers are Janet Adams, Lindsay Stampakoski, Ann Burns, Denise Koulis, Denise Orr, going back through the years, Lynn Gatowski, and Hannah Vanderwillen, who is on guitar. The Station Keepers singers, we prepared a music video last summer, but very spur of the moment, and entered the McDougall Insurance Contest in hopes of raising funds for the play structure, and we didn't win, but we placed sixth in Ontario. So the Yo-Yo Mamas suggested that we join them, and we've been rehearsing for the past couple of weeks to add lyrics to a few of their numbers. And our singers are, we're led by Chris Marchand, Beth Hildebrandt, Shirley Hill, Ann Mica, Claire Sullivan, Marie Villeneuve, Jill Green, Pauline Burkett, Mary Blank, Vicky Cebulski Blank, and moi. So be kind, because we're new. So sit back and enjoy. Feel free to tap your toes. And when the live entertainment is complete, we'll have a very short break. And then we'll view the vignettes on the big screen. There are basically samples of two that have been completed, and there are two more in the works. And when we're all done, we'd welcome comments and suggestions for additional programming. We'll take questions from the group, so please stay around to chat. We have some hot cider at the back. Most of all, this is your station. This is your station to enjoy. We want you to feel it's like your second home. Sometimes we feel like it's ours. So without further ado, I present the fiddlers.
Thank you everyone for joining us at the Barry's Bay train station to celebrate our local history and culture. We're very grateful for the opportunity to play today, and we're very grateful that Joanne thinks that we're a local fiddling sensation. Anyway, we'll see, but we're going to start off tonight with a song called When Stella Smiles.
Thank you.
special song called Log Driver's Waltz, a very familiar Ottawa Valley tune. And the station keepers will be joining us for this. Thank you. sad song called The Ashokan Farewell. It was written by Jay Unger and was used in the Civil War soundtrack. A very pretty song, but a little on the sad side.
Thank you.
song by Graham Townsend called Debbie's Waltz. So if you want to waltz, feel free. One, two, three, one. There's room right here. Or our singers can waltz if they want.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
St. Anne's Reel. I think most people have heard of this one. It's a Von Messer favorite.
Thank you.
Ash Grove traditional Welsh folk song, and the station keepers are going to join us. Thank you. to play an Irish song called Irishman's Heart to the Leaves.
Thank you.
Keepers, join us again, and we're going to play Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
That sounded like some kitchen party. It's nice to hear that so many people came out on a cold winter's day. But if you weren't one of them, you might consider visiting the old Barry's Bay train station later this year. And make sure you check out the new exhibits and especially those documentary vignettes that are part of its railway museum. One thing's for certain, if the COVID pandemic shut down public performances at the old station for the past 3 years, nobody shut down the station keeper's MV. From the looks of those new exhibits, somebody's put in an awful lot of hard work into that museum over the past 3 years. I'm Kristen Marchand, and along with my producer, Barry Conway, we'd like to thank Joanne Olson, the Yo-Yo Mamas, the Station Keeper Singers, and all those wonderful volunteers who make up the Station Keepers MV. It's nice to know they're keeping that old station a-hoppin' on wintry Sunday afternoons in beautiful downtown Barry's Bay. Good day, and God bless.